now pray and ask that whatever the Lord thought of, for which reason you are on earth right now, for which reason Glow Music is here, for which reason you are a part and you've been connected, that purpose will be established in line with his end time agenda. Ask the Lord that whatever purpose he has concerning us as individuals and as a ministry in relation to his end time agenda, let it be established. Somebody open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depths of your heart. Ragadana Maliandana Mashatai, Rebede Bolshegiri Vianda Labayani, Makaya Badada Bolshatalia Dada Bayani, Renene Mosheketi Yabayande Javeliende, Make Beliabashataya Mayanda Dadaba, Rakatalia Bashada Dabayani, Make Bede de Bolshada Dabayani, Make Alia Bashada Dabayanda Dadaba. We give you thanks, we give you thanks, we give you thanks.
Yes, mo ni awaye do so. Yes, mo ti awaye do so. Tete chini nyami ni wo ni awaye. Do so te 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 ni nya mi ni wo ya wa ye do so Yesu mo Yesu mo ya wa
strength. Today's theme is God saves his best for last. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt, and I'll bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I'll plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. The God we serve is the one who knows the end from the beginning. He says, declaring the end from the beginning, as we know from scripture. So, whenever you walk with God, you are assured of the kind of future that you are going to have when you walk with God. It's not a place of uncertainty, because he's the one who has time in his hands. He knows the end from the beginning. He actually ends it and then starts. So you are just running a program, or you are just playing a role in a program that God has already finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today, I want you to know that God saves his best for last. As declared in this prophecy, and God brought it to pass. When the children of Israel were kicked out for many, many years, according to time, according to God's word, they are back in their own land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of the Lord says that his thoughts concerning us are of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Mark the end of the righteous, his end shall be peace. And the path of the just shall be brighter and brighter. In the life of the believer, it gets, say after me, it gets better and better.
It gets better and better.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say that God is saving his best for last.
God is saving his best for
it
last.
It gets better each day in my life.
It gets better each day.
Regardless of what I see.
Regardless
of how I feel.
Regardless
of what I hear.
Regardless of what I hear.
Because of the God I serve.
Because of the God I serve.
And because his grace upon my life.
And because of his grace
goes beyond my strength.
Goes beyond my strength.
Each day in my life.
Each day in my life.
My story gets better.
My story.
As he fulfills his purpose concerning my life.
As he fulfills his purpose concerning
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I declare better days in my life.
Better days in my life.
Better days each and every passing day in the month of November.
Better days each and every passing day in the month of November.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I am brought out of captivity.
I am brought out of
captivity. I build the waste cities.
I build the waste cities.
I inhabit them.
I inhabit them.
Not another inhabiting them.
Not another inhabiting.
I build and I inhabit.
I build and I inhabit.
I expand and I increase.
I expand and I increase.
I plant vineyards.
I plant vineyards.
I enjoy the wine thereof of my labor.
I enjoy the wine thereof of my labor.
I make gardens and I eat the fruit of them.
And I eat the fruit of them.
Not laboring for another to eat.
Not laboring for another to eat.
But I eat of the same gardens that I plant.
But I eat of the same gardens that I plant.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So get the picture clear that as a child of God and as a servant of God, look at all these sacrifices, going for choir rehearsals over and over again. Other people are sleeping and resting. You are still laboring. You are doing outreaches. In fact, look at the tithes and the offerings that you gave. Constantly, know that God is working things out in your life for good.
Amen.
John chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. He says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted, this was the wedding in Cana. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, that's by Jesus, the water that Jesus prayed over, which was turned to wine. Now, when he tasted and knew not whence it was, because there was no name on the wine. All we knew was that Jesus had prayed on water and had become wine. Nothing was written on it, whether it is Don Jesus wine or it is, you know what you've been drinking. Mm-hmm. And yes, we are not here to promote any company, wine manufacturing company. So whatever, the point is that it had no brand name on it. So it was brought. You'll be wondering that, what wine is this wine that it tastes far better than this over 100 years old wine and over 200 years old wine? Where is this wine coming from? God has better than any man can provide. Some of you are killing yourself to please people. Say no more.
No more. More.
No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Please God and he'll bring you the best. Say, I will please God.
I will please God.
Because he's bringing me the best.
Because he's bringing me the best.
So he tested it and the governor of the feast now called the bridegroom. He said, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine till now. God kept, God's wine brought last was the best. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 17 to 19, David and his people, after their wives had been carried away by their enemies, and they cried. They were even blaming David. David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue? Shall I overtake?" And in 1 Samuel 30, 17 to 19, look at the report. Look at the report. This is a good report, and you must accept it for yourself. "And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day." What a good report. That after the enemy thought that he had won, now come and see, smiting the enemy from twilight even to the next day, throughout the night, the enemy in trouble. This must be your report.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
He says, "And there escaped not a man from them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all."
Amen.
But remember, God said, pursue, recover, overtake all. Today, by the grace of God, your health is recovered. Say after
Amen.
Me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
by
Jesus.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of
I
God.
I recover my health.
I recover my health.
I recover my finances.
I recover my finances.
I recover my honor.
I recover my honor.
I recover my dignity.
I recover my dignity.
I recover my respect.
I recover my respect.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I recover anything that the enemy thought he had taken away from me.
I recover anything that the enemy thought he has taken
away
from me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any gift that the enemy thought that you used to sing so good, and at a point some things went some way, and so now you don't even know where you are standing. But by the grace of God, God saves his best for last.
Amen.
You used to see dreams and have visions, open visions. Something happened in along the way, and as if you don't know, now we don't even know where you are standing. But we serve a God who serves his best for last. These days in your life are going to be far better than you've ever imagined, because God's grace goes beyond strength.
Amen.
So I want you to lift up your voice and begin to declare that, "Lord, these best things that you have for me, now that I've connected back to you, begin to show them in my life. Show forth your power in my life. Show forth the power of your grace in my life. Manifest the power of your grace in my life and take all the glory." People think that me, I cannot marry. But Lord, where my strength ends, that's where your grace begins. Where my strength ends, that's where your grace begins. Therefore, Lord, manifest the power of your grace in my life. Manifest the power of your grace in my life. People think that after all the schools that I've attended, I can amount to nothing because I don't have a good enough job. But God, where my strength ends, that is where your grace starts. That is where your grace starts. Where my strength ends, that is where your grace starts. People think that, "Oh, I cannot sing good enough." Where my strength ends, that is where, Lord, I lean upon your grace. I'm leaning upon your grace. I'm leaning upon your grace because my health, there's a bad report about it, but by your grace, Lord, your strength goes beyond my strength. Your grace, kabarababu shebedebeyababa, a good report. Your story is not over yet. Your story is not over yet. Don't end the story when God is only beginning. God starts when your strength ends. God starts when your strength ends. God starts when your strength ends. Don't end the story. God is only starting with you. Say after me, "My story is not over yet.
My story is not over yet.
My story is not over yet.
God is only beginning with me."
God is only beginning with me.
Say it with understanding.
God is only beginning with me.
He's now starting.
Better things are ahead of me.
Say it with conviction.
He's now starting.
For better things are ahead of me. Better things accompany salvation. So in Christ Jesus, it gets better and better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, for He is kind. For His mercies shall endure. Ever faithful, ever sure. Let us wait.
God, turn to Jesus and He will turn to you. You have this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus. Do not turn the opportunity down. You may think that you are in a cult. You are so far from God. Aye. There is no power than the power of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When you connect yourself with Jesus, no power can stop you. They will try to fight, but they can't stop you. Because He's the King above all kings. All authority and power in heaven, on the earth, and even under the earth, everywhere has been given unto Him. So today, connect your life with Christ Jesus. Just say this prayer after me, the Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me. I cannot please you with my self-righteousness. I cannot pay you back. Today I yield myself completely to you. I cannot help myself be Lord and Master over my life. Change my life, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, empower me, Lord, to live a life that's pleasing to you. And to be an example to others of the glory of your salvation. I thank you for this gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
And share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.